where we have wonderful, fond memories of brethren from the past to the present, and some are very current. Some are just recently consecrated and recently have entered this narrow way. So it does warm our hearts to realize how beautiful the truth is and how wonderful it is to come together to really glorify our Heavenly Father, to bring glory and honor to His name. And if we can do that this weekend, show forth His praises, at least we'll have accomplished that much in our lives, and hopefully that we will have been strengthened, encouraged, and made better to walk this narrow way of self-sacrifice. And we would pray that our fellowship might be sweet and precious and intimate. And there's nothing more precious than when brethren can come together and dwell in the unity of the Spirit, when there's one Spirit, one faith, one hope, one prospect, one Heavenly Father, one Lord Jesus Christ. And really, there's only one calling, isn't there? We're all running for the same prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And we're all pressing toward that mark. Or if you've reached the mark, you're pressing down upon the mark so that we can have a love perfected in our hearts. We have left the world behind in some respects. Many of you maybe took time off from your work or took this weekend off. Maybe you had to work today being a Friday. Many do work, but it's nice to put things behind us, forgetting the things that are not only behind us but in the past, and we want to look forward. And when we gather together on an occasion like this, as brethren do at many conventions during the summer, it is always a privilege to worship God in spirit and in truth. And there we read in John 4:24 that God is a spirit, and He wants us to worship Him in spirit and in truth. And isn't that wonderful that it is not really so much of a fleshly thing that God is so concerned, but really it's in the new mind, the new creature that God is looking at. He's not reckoning us according to the flesh, but according to this new standing we have with our Heavenly Father through Christ Jesus our Lord. And we are all brethren, aren't we? The Bible calls it a new creation. St. Peter says, a new creation, a holy nation, a royal priesthood. And really, to do what? To sing the praises of our Heavenly Father, make known His wonderful plan of the ages that He has revealed unto us. A plan that is past, present, and reaches into the future, so that we are not really ignorant of things past or present or even the future as far as what God is going to do for us and for the world of mankind. So in these things we really rejoice, and we hope through the various lessons that the brethren will give us here at the convention, we will be able to take in as much as possible. And we encourage you, brethren, if there's a brother serving here, try and be here to take advantage of what that brother has prepared, the lessons, the admonitions, the instructions that he sees given by Heavenly Father through His Word and through the servants to all of us. And we're living also, when we see the world deteriorating all around us, it is wonderful to know that there is a work going on amongst the brethren around the world. There's a harvest work that is being conducted. And our Lord, as the chief reaper, is engaged in this great work of completing the church, completing this selection and proving and testing of the last body member. And so, as the chief reaper, we look to the Lord for guidance, for direction, for His providential overruling in our lives. And soon, indeed, the church will be completed, and the time will come. You know, brethren have been expecting the church to be completed, perhaps way back as early as 1914. Here we are almost 90 years later or better. And so we believe we're that much closer to the completion of the church. So we're the feet members, aren't we? We're the last members of the body of Christ. Christ is the head, then there were the apostles, and then all through the long intervening period of the Dark Ages, there were saints all the way through. And here we are now in the time of the Laodicea, the final church, the final stage of the one true church, and soon this phase will be completed. I wanted to read something from the manna here for June the 30th. That was just the other day. You probably remember this. The thought, there was a beautiful comment. In the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather the wheat into my barn. Matthew 13:30. The time is short. The harvest work is great. The laborers are few. Our time is consecrated. We must labor while it is called day, knowing that a night cometh wherein no man can work. We have consecrated our lives even unto death. We are commissioned of the great Lord of the harvest to seek the true wheat and to gather it into the barn. What time have we for frivolities or worldliness or the many social amenities? Rather, we must content ourselves with giving very little attention to these things and must press along the line, engaging heartily in the work given us to do. If we would have the approval of our Master, His well done, good and faithful servant. And one little comment here from July 1st. If we are sanctified by the truth, if our wills be dead and the Lord's will be fully accepted as ours, in thought, word, and act, we have attained the will of God and will win the prize as overcomers. Even if opportunities being denied us, we never preached, never gave to the poor, never suffered as martyrs for the truth's sake. Let us all note well this point. This is the will of God concerning you, even your sanctification. Let nothing becloud or obscure this truth, neither other truths nor errors. Let it dominate our course in life. And then, if God's will is really our will, we have a clearly marked pathway before us, which is very important. And I think these comments are beautiful and to the point, and really addressing here us at the end of this gospel age, when the Lord is carrying on this final work of gathering the saints. We just want to make a brief reference to our theme scripture. It's a scripture that I think is very beautiful. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Perhaps this weekend we can concentrate and think about it, that whatever we do, that it may bring glory to our Heavenly Father. We have five brethren that will serve us at this convention. We have with us, well, we don't have yet Brother Jonathan Freer. I don't know for sure what happened to him, but I'm sure he'll be here. We also have Brother David Hrachik from Winnipeg, Brother Andy Oistrich from Kenora. Program says Yorkton, sorry about that. Brother Jim Parkinson from San Gabriel, Los Angeles, or what is it, or how would you?
San Gabriel Valley. Los Angeles, anything you want to call it.
Okay, and Brother Austin Williams from New York. So we're very happy for these brethren. I'm looking forward to hearing the lessons they have prepared for us so that we can learn from the admonitions they're going to give us. the doctrines they're going to touch on, the exhortations that they see in the Word of God that are necessary for our upbuilding, the work of sanctification, that it may continue to go on in our consecrated lives, so that we might daily more and more become Christ-like in our thoughts, in our words, in our actions. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world." Matthew 5:14. And we trust and hope that this convention, this weekend, will help us to become light bearers to the world, to tell our neighbors about the good news of the kingdom, to tell them, because there are so many of them who are so worried and so concerned about what's happening in the world and who's going to resolve all these problems. And many are trusting to Obama or whoever. But we know the outcome. We understand that the world has to go through this transition period before the kingdom can be fully established and bring blessings to all the families of the earth. So whether we eat or drink or whatever we do, do all to the glory of God. And so we have four brethren addressing that, those 5 points. It's a symposium that I think will be very valuable to all of us, because it touches several areas of our daily experiences, whether at work or at meetings or at home, family and so on, or fruit bearing and so on. So the brethren will address those points, and we look forward to that. And may God bless them in their effort to help us clearly see these things. I don't really have much else to say, just that you are very welcome here. Make yourself at home. As far as using the rest home, our home is available. Ben and Sue's home is available. Some of them are using, the old building there. Whatever you want to do is all entirely up to you, but you're very, very welcome to be right at home and enjoy the blessings that country style, hopefully, will be somewhat different than from a city convention. Just want to bring these greetings to you at this time. Brother Gary and Sister Ruth Gowerlick wanted to be here, but Sister Ruth said that she had to work three nights. She had to work three nights and was not able to take time off, as she is on a night shift. So anyway, they always attended on previous occasions this convention. So they won't be here, but they send their Christian love. Also, the Blancos from Vernon were planning to come, but Brother David Blanco had an appointment with a doctor. He had some health problems, and he didn't want to miss that appointment. So they send their love to the brethren here, Brother Dan and Sister Doris Karutsky, as I understand, and Brother Brian, Sister Connie Jakubowski are not able to come because Brother Dan had a heart problem, was it something, or what? Stroke a number of days ago, and is not able to travel. So Brother Brian and Sister Connie will be there to help if needed. Again, we welcome you, and we want you to enjoy your time during this convention, that your fellowship might be precious and that you might be spiritually filled, as Ephesians 5:18 tells us.